Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio free.
This is a rebroadcast of Migrant Matters. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Many organizations organize all candidates' debate, but not all of them invite all the candidates for the so-called all-candidate debate. Guelph Chamber of Commerce is also such an organization that has organized all candidates debate on September 29th, but it has excluded two candidates from the minor parties. They claim, according to the Election Canada refund rule, these candidates are not eligible to participate in the debate. But the candidates and their campaign managers are heavily opposing this view. They feel it is an attack to their democratic freedom, and also they feel it's a kind of oppression. Mr. Peter Miller, the campaign manager of the Communist Party, and Mr. Cornelius Clavering, the candidate of Marijuana Party, are talking to me on this issue. Please enjoy listening to this amazing interview. Hello, this is CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Koba. I am here at the CFRU radio station. With me here is Mr. Peter Miller, the campaign manager of Communist Party, and Mr. Cornelius Clavering, the candidate of Marijuana Party. Both of them requested permission from Guelph Chamber of Commerce to participate in the debate that is going to take place on September 29th. Mr. Peter Miller got response from Guelph Chamber of Commerce indicating that the Communist Party member is not eligible to participate in the debate according to the Elections Canada refund rule. Mr. Clavering did not receive any response. I am going to turn the microphone to both of them, and I am going to ask them to share their experience and the feelings. First, I would like to ask Peter Miller to jump in.
Yes, so I sent an email to the Guelph Chamber of Commerce, and they responded back pretty quickly telling me that we can't be in the debate because we don't fit the criteria of the Elections Canada refund rule. This means that the Communist Party of Canada hasn't received 2% of the valid votes cast nationally, or at least 5% of the valid votes cast in this electoral riding last election. So obviously we're very upset by this rule. We think it's unfair, anti-democratic, and we really believe Tristan Dineen, the candidate running in the election, should have a space to speak. Especially, it should be noted that the Guelph Chamber of Commerce is putting this debate on TV. So it has the potential to reach a very wide audience. And this audience and citizens of Guelph should have the right to hear the communist viewpoint and the viewpoint for socialism. So obviously, we are upset, and we are upset that other parties are being excluded as well.
Now, Mr. Clavering, can you share your experience and feeling?
What, about being excluded from the
law? No. Your experience making the request and getting denied or not getting any response. How did you feel about that kind of stuff?
Well, I think they're just cooked up this idea that the refund fund, which is like a tax refund, is the criteria they're using, not Elections Canada, to justify keeping out the parties.
But I believe you didn't get a response from them.
No, because I told them to put it in writing so I could take it in front of a judge, because what they're doing is they're breaking the law. The Canada Elections Act is very clear that all candidates are supposed to be treated equally. And that is not happening, according to the Chamber of Commerce.
Did you make your request in written? Your request that they have to give you the response in written?
Yeah, I said, listen, I want a letter. And they said, well, we'll send a letter to you via email. I said, fine, make it good enough just in case we have to put this in front of a judge. Because they're breaking the law. And they're breaking the law by taking the refund rule and justifying that to keep excluding legitimate candidates from speaking to the public. Okay. It's totally illegal what they're doing.
Okay. Peter Miller, can you explain why do you think it is unfair?
Well, it's unfair because we deserve a voice. We're equal under the Canadian Elections Act, as Case has been saying. We went through a lot of work gathering signatures. We had to put money down to be able to run. We're doing a lot of work in the campaign, flyering and putting up posters. And we should get a chance to speak. It's also really unfair because it's on TV, as I said earlier. And this means that the larger mainstream parties will get a wider audience when we are excluded from it. And finally, I think what they're doing is very anti-democratic. And I also think they're doing it because they're the Chamber of Commerce and they're representing certain interests. They're representing interests of business and private interests. While I believe the Communist Party and the fight for socialism is the interest of working people and of the public. So I think they also don't like our views and don't want them shared. And that's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Clevering?
Clever with a ring.
Clevering.
You're getting close. look, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, really, they don't like democracy. And so for them, it's like, okay, you guys from the smaller parties have no chance of winning. Therefore, why should people listen to you? That's their attitude. That's their justification for keeping us off the stage. And to justify this highly illegal act, like I said, they've come up with this refund rule and then twisted around the language of the law to say, well, you guys can't participate. Well, I got some questions for like Lloyd Longfield. When this criteria was cooked up, he was the president of the Guelph Chamber of Commerce. And now here he is on stage running for a Liberal Party who proclaims to be standing up for democracy. And yet, where is he in all of this? Is he prepared to like stand shoulder to shoulder with the rest of us on stage? Or is say, oh, well, no, only a few should be allowed on stage, because that's my brand of electoral fairness.
I just want to clarify, did you see the criteria in a paper format, the so-called Election Canada refund rule?
I called them up. I talked to him, and the guy got very angry with me. I called Ottawa. I said, this refund rule, is it? Does that mean candidates can't participate in all candidates' forums? He says, absolutely not. That's just a refund rule with respect to getting taxes back. It's got nothing to do with the right of candidates to go on stage and be heard. That's the very basis of Canadian democracy.
So did you say that you talked to Election Canada in Ottawa?
Absolutely.
Oh, and they
first I call up the president of the Guelph Chamber of Commerce, and I asked him, are all the candidates invited? He said no. And I asked him why. He said, well, because the refund rule states that if you don't make enough votes or get enough votes, you're not allowed to participate. And I didn't say anything. I called Elections Canada. I got clarification on it, and they were quite livid about what was happening. They said, absolutely not. No private organization can exclude candidates who have worked very hard to get nominated, put their money down, and done exactly the same as all the other candidates to be excluded from being heard by the general public. Now the Chamber of Commerce knows this, so that is why they've cooked up this so-called refund rule to sort of justify what is going on.
What could be the advantage they can take over by excluding you, even if they think that you are not real competitors for them?
Well, I told you, they don't feel that the small parties, the parties that don't get a lot of votes, are worthy of being heard by the public. We have no chance of winning, therefore why bother with us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing they might use sometimes is, oh, we don't have enough airtime to add more parties to the debate. But really, I say to that is like, what, you don't have enough time for democracy? Because by excluding us from the debate, it's so super anti-democratic. We should be in the debate. You should find a way to give us time to be able to speak at the debate. And also, by them not having all the parties at the debate, it's almost like it's a commercial for the mainstream parties. And it's almost like they're promoting the mainstream parties that don't really go against the status quo, unlike the Communist Party and other parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole thing by the Chamber of Commerce is so biased and so partial, you know, that it really smacks of, I don't know, neo-fascism, I suppose, is about as close as I can get.
Do you think there might be any hidden reasons for doing this?
Yeah, I think I touched on the hidden reasons a bit earlier, but I think a major reason is because they do represent interests of not of people, but of profit and of local businesses. So they want mainstream parties that don't challenge the status quo as much as other parties. The Communist Party obviously stands for collective ownership, workers' rights, the right to free education, the right to well-paying jobs, and the right to a job. Things that the Chamber of Commerce don't stand for, because they stand for capitalism, which would result in unemployment and poverty and also war. So that's just an example. That might be a hidden reason of why they are excluding the Communist Party from the debate.
Okay. What people are missing because of this behavior?
I think they're missing a more dynamic debate, also the chance to hear from the Marijuana Party and the Communist Party, but they're missing a lot that is added to the debate. I think that at the social justice debate, having everyone up there, other than, of course, the conservatives, because Gloria Korvac didn't show, and also the libertarian candidate, because they didn't show. It's nice that they didn't show up, in my opinion. But, it adds a dynamic debate having different viewpoints up there.
Yeah, I noticed that. If Gloria Korvac again does not appear there, they are not going to be able to present multiple perspectives as they had to, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that the community members are missing any major benefit by not including you in the debate?
Well, of course. I mean, we have different perspectives, but that's not the reason why they've cooked up this little justification to keep out the smaller parties. The real reason is they're working with Rogers TV, so they're on a time schedule. And the more people you got up there, the more time you got to give time for democracy. And that doesn't jive with Rogers, because they got to have, time for commercials. So if the thing goes over an hour, oh my God, our schedule to air all those commercials are going to be disrupted. So that is really what's going on. They want to contain democracy in a nice, neat little sort of on-air package within an hour. And you can't do that if you have too many candidates on the stage.
And also, I believe there's an option that they don't need to put the complete debate at once, right? They can do it in multiple times, right? Part one, part two, like that.
Sure, they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not interested in democracy. They're just going through the moves. That's all they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can see that by eliminating certain parties from the stage.
Mm-hmm. I also hear from you saying that they have to give more importance to democracy rather than giving that importance to televising, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They, yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's a very good point, because how are the small parties supposed to reach out and get become major parties if you have, like, you know, organizations like the Guelph Chamber of Commerce denying airtime to the smaller parties? We'll be stuck in this rut forever. We'll never get out and be like a major party. Isn't that what the Green Party said before? And then, of course, before that, it was the NDP saying, you know, oh my God, you guys are leaving us out of the discussion. So here we go, you know. Now the Green Party's in. Can we expect them to support, you know, all the other candidates to come on stage and have a democratic discussion? I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Do you have any opinion about the impartiality of Guelph Chamber of Commerce and their credibility to conduct or organize this debate?
That's a good point. Like, obviously, I don't think the Guelph Chamber of Commerce is the most credible organization to organize a debate, because they represent particular interests. I think it's much better when grassroots community groups organize debates. I think that results in, like, more people showing up to the debate often. This debate is held in kind of a more upper-class cut-and-club area. I remember last, they haven't let us in there ever, really. And often it's the public is, the people who go there often don't want the small parties there as well, because they buy into mainstream political parties so much. And yeah, it's generally kind of an intimidating place for small parties to go, but we should still be there because it's on television. You get in the papers from it. And yeah, I'd love Tristan to be able to go there and speak and be able to share that he was on Rogers TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, come on. You know, Rogers and the Chamber of Commerce, they have hijacked democracy. Let's just face it. That's the truth. They have picked and choose what they consider to be important for the public to hear, you know. And like I said, it completely discourses the fundamental principles of democracy. Certainly, it skirts the Canadian Constitution, where supposedly, you know, we're supposed to be engaged in a free and fair electoral process.
Mm-hmm. What do you say about their credibility?
They have no credibility. I was there in 2011 and they did the same thing when Lloyd Longfield there was the president. He made sure that none of the small parties could be aired, and that was at the River Run Center, you know. And then, so they called the cops, and we were all kicked out. And that's the way the Guelph Chamber of Commerce, in conjunction with Rogers, works when it comes to democracy.
Do they at least conduct the debate in a way that allows equal participation of the members to ask questions?
I would say no. I think their debates are in pretty big contrast to the social justice debate that happened just this Tuesday from the Guelph Wellington Coalition for Social Justice. That debate allowed people to go up to the mics and ask questions. One thing I noticed about the Guelph Chamber of Commerce debates is that you have to write your question down, and then they pick and choose the questions that are asked to the candidates.
Exactly.
So yeah, that I. Yeah, they don't. They aren't as open to the public for asking questions as other debates.
So you say that their debate process is not very open.
No.
They have more control.
Yes.
They have absolute control. They're acting just like the way Stephen Harper acts in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first debate you are having. You had several debates, right, I believe. And also you were excluded by Fair Vote Canada Forum, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was even not a debate, it was a forum.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that situation, you were excluded.
Yes. So yeah, there was a debate earlier from Fair Vote Canada, and the Communist Party, and I'm assuming the Marijuana Party, agrees with their principles for having proportional representation. That way, you know, like the parliament will be more representative of of people's interests because it's not just a first past the post system. You also get people in elected by the percentage of votes across Canada. The Communist Party has supported fair vote since it started. In fact, we've supported fair vote for longer than any of the mainstream parties. And we wanted to be included in the debate, and we weren't invited. And then we showed up to the debate, and to the forum. We wanted to speak, and then they said, "No, you can't be in the forum because you wouldn't have any political seats in Germany or New Zealand."
What does that say?
So this was another kind of arbitrary criteria, like the Chamber of Commerce is using. It was just saying that we wouldn't get enough of the vote to get a member in Parliament in Canada with mixed proportional representation, so therefore we couldn't be in the forum. Obviously, we were upset with that. For that meeting, we actually did try and go to the people at the forum and ask them to vote on whether Tristan Denis could speak or not. And we were all very close in getting the ability to talk, but unfortunately, the organizers didn't let us. So, yeah. And that's unfortunate because we really support what the organizers are doing with Fair Vote Canada.
I believe Clavering was not a candidate at that time, right?
Yeah, I wasn't. Didn't quite have enough signatures, but trust me, I've been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about proportional representation, you know, anything is better than first past the post. But let's get clear, given our current parliamentary system, proportional representation is like putting a fresh coat of paint on the Titanic. I support it, absolutely. But is it really going to work in Ottawa with the leaders, the way they sort of dictate and whip people around and all this sort of thing? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it really going to be more democratic, or do we have to really restructure the way the House of Commons has run?
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to people about you being excluded for this debate?
You mean at the Cotton Club?
Yeah, that is the first one for you, yeah.
Well, I've been there 3 times, and I've always been kicked out, so I'm not expecting any miracles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they operate, you know.
Okay, what your supporters are telling about that?
What do you mean? They're outraged. They signed my nomination papers, and now I'm not allowed to be heard by the public at large? What do you think they're going to say?
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to community members about this, and did you hear from them? What did they say?
Yeah, generally people are very surprised that people who are nominated, like Tristan and Case, are not invited to debates. Especially if you fire before the debates, when people are walking in, they'll be like, "Oh, what? He wasn't invited? How come?" Generally the public, friends of the Communist Party and also obviously members are outraged, but also friends and progressive allies, disagree with us being left out of the debate, just like I disagree with Elizabeth May being left out of the leadership debates and things like that.
Yeah, well, is Elizabeth May going to speak out now for all the other candidates, all the other parties? No, that she's got a comfortable seat on stage. Is she going to stand up for those other empty seats?
No, she probably won't. She wouldn't stand up for the marijuana party.
I wonder why. What's happened to Big Green? Or should I say, is it the Elizabeth May party?
So what are you guys going to do about this?
That's a good question. We are still deciding what to do. And I wish I could give you a better answer. I can tell you what we've done in the past, though. In the past, we've gone to the meetings, we've flyered before the meeting, and we've kind of joined forces with the marijuana party to try and get involved. But one thing about the Chamber of Commerce that Case alluded to is that they do always bring security and cops, so that can make it a bit intimidating to kick us out of being able to be in the debate. And the same would happen. It happened with Drew Garvey when he ran in the elections in Guelph in the past, and the same will probably happen if Tristan Denis, who's running for the Communist Party this year.
I think that Maybe by doing this, they are increasing publicity to you guys because...
Well, that's the only publicity we can get is to confront their, you know, erected injustices. If you just take it lying down, like, you know, we're both going to show up and we'll see what happens. Like, it's an All Candidates meeting. They may not have invited us, but it's still an All Candidates meeting. So now what? It's like, well, you guys don't count. Yeah, well, the media is going to be there. The public is going to be there. Are they all going to put up with this injustice? The only way to find out is to be there.
Mm-hmm. What the candidates that participate in the debate say about that? Are they giving voice for you beyond the competition that they have with you just to take their lead in supporting democracy?
Are you asking if, like, candidates have tried to get us to be up there with them and speak, or get, like, Tristan?
The other candidates that participate in the debate, did they say anything about this? And are they trying to make their concern about democracy being not allowed?
Yeah, good question. So we haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything from the candidates about the Chamber of Commerce debate and Tristan being allowed to speak. But I know that history will show that often they don't help out. One thing that happened today, actually, is that a Communist Party candidate in Toronto, actually, the candidates at Engineers Without Borders event said, no, we should allow him to be on the, to speak, and we should allow him to get questions asked. And that was very, respectable thing to do and very good thing to do for democracy. But at the Chamber of Commerce debates, often no, I don't think parties really speak out about allowing us to speak because it's on television and maybe they don't want to rustle any feathers or something.
Being exposed to television gives them extra benefit or what?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say it definitely does give them extra benefit.
But everything is for the golf community, right? These are the people, these are the audience. The same audience will hear that you people are excluded.
Yeah.
And they're
comfortable with that because they're all going to be on television. Mm-hmm. So that's more important than, you know, standing up for democracy.
Okay. Another quality that I look for, at least personally I look for in each candidate, is the ability to collaborate and work with others. I see there are a lot of competition going on, personal attacks going on. Do you see any candidate that is willing to work in collaboration with others?
Good question. So, I see collaboration potentially maybe on certain issues. So, but like, I can't see, like, around, if you're speaking about with the Communist Party, we are definitely to the left of all the parties. And we see Harper as the biggest threat, obviously, but we have differences with all the mainstream political parties. But there is some agreement in the debate. We see, for instance, there was agreement about the environment and how to stop climate change and the social justice debate. So on there's agreement between the Green Party and the Communist Party that education should be free. So on certain issues, there can possibly be collaboration.
I also remember many times a Green Party candidate, Mr. Gord Miller, applauded Tristan for saying some good things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That did happen. And it's good seeing some debate, but also some agreement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say about the candidate's ability to work in collaboration with other party or members?
Well, you know, I remember being kicked out of GCVI. We weren't invited. And I must say that Mr. Mike Nagy, who was running at the time for the Green Party, stood up and defended us and suggested that it was highly undemocratic. Now, perhaps Gordon Miller may do the same thing. He seems like a pretty approachable kind of guy. You know, I'm sure the Marijuana Party could work with the Green Party if it came to, you know, standing up for democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if it comes to standing up for democracy, sure, I could. I haven't seen it yet. It didn't happen at the Fair Vote Forum, unfortunately. Neither Andrew Segrim for the NDP, Lloyd Longfield for the Liberals, or Gord Miller for the Green Party stood up and said Tristan Dineen should be able to speak at this forum. But I could see it happening in the future because it's definitely happened before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have local election Canada office. Will they be able to support you in your effort to participate equally in the debates and other events that give voice for candidates?
Well, we've gotten some support from Ottawa, right? Because as Case said, he called Ottawa and Ottawa said, absolutely not. All people who are registered should be able to be at debates. And the Communist Party has called Ottawa too, and we've gotten the same answer from them. So there's support that way. And you can use like the quotes from them or the Guelph office being like, no, everyone should be allowed to try and get in the debate. But one thing that happens is organizations like the Chamber of Commerce don't listen.
The thing is, you call them over the phone and they respond to you over the phone. They didn't give you any physical papers and you don't know who you spoke to in Ottawa. Maybe it's a receptionist or somebody. But I believe if you are able to connect to a local office and meet with them personally and get any official document as proof, then you have good evidence and then you can rely on that very much. But
well, we have that document. It's called the Canada Elections Act. What are you talking about?
What Canada Elections Act
says? It's pretty clear what it is, and the objective of that act is to ensure fairness and equality when there is an election. Okay. And you can go to the Constitution and some Supreme Court decisions with respect that one is to take a broad interpretation of Section 3 of the Charter, which means everyone has a right to vote in an election in a free and fair manner. Well, clearly, how can it be free and fair when some of the candidates are not allowed to attend the stage?
Can it be seen as a private organization's arrangement so they have full control over how to organize and conduct the debate?
Well, I don't see that as a good argument personally because it's a public election, right? So, and that's the main issue here. Like, it's an election for everyone in Guelph to vote, so everyone should be able to speak, and private corporations or private organizations shouldn't be able to dictate who the Guelph people get to hear from.
But the Guelph Chamber of Commerce declares that they are advocate for businesses. They represent the small businesses and major businesses too.
Yeah, so what? I mean, we have a platform for small businesses. We have an entire new infrastructure plan for the country. I guess we'll just never know unless, you know, you get invited on the stage.
Maybe they know your party.
No, they don't know anything about the small parties. They don't want to know. They want to have these small parties that disappear so they can compartmentalize and put on a little show. I don't know why they call it an all-candidates forum, because not all the candidates are going to be there. Why are they calling an all-candidates forum?
Mm-hmm. But when they chose this title to the event, they could have thoroughly thought about that one.
But, you know, the Communist Party and the marijuana have certain plans, certain economic plans, a different approach, perhaps, than the business community, but they have an economic infrastructure, a plan that would be good for business.
Can you talk about your platform that provides support to the small businesses and even major businesses that the Guelph Chamber of Commerce is missing to hear?
Well, you know, it's a pretty complex platform, but basically it's to restructure the economy based on watershed development. So the communities are all sort of reorganized to contribute and to build these water-based infrastructures, emphasis on like local banking, emphasis on the Bank of Canada opening up a crown corporation that deals with water distribution, for example, and on we go.
Oh, that may not cover all the small businesses, and it may not be highly profitable for them.
Well, you know, we're dealing with climate change here. Are we going to be dealing with, like, profit before survival? Yeah, the small businesses should be given breaks. One way to do it, I suppose, is through tax breaks. But, you know, let's go after the big players. Why not go after the offshore tax shelters? Do you hear any of the major parties talking about closing these tax loopholes? Oh, my God, we won't do that. What about putting a levy on the stock market? It's worth $2 trillion. Even if you put a 2% levy on it, you're looking at anywhere from $10 to $12 billion. You could reinvest that in the community, my friend. That would be very good for small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your platform is very clear that it does not represent the interest of them.
Big business? Is that what, like the oil companies, the tar sands companies?
No,
I absolutely have no interest in dealing with them except when it comes to paying for their cleanup. Then I'd be interested in talking to them. And, you know, stop the subsidies to the oil and gas industry. You know, I came up here on my bicycle. I almost got killed. There are so many cars on the road. It's like an overkill car economy. And who's responsible for that? The small businesses? I don't think so. They're being choked on the fumes of big corporate, fossil fuel industry.
In my opinion, small businesses are also a kind of marginalized group. They don't have voice. They depend on other voices and also depend on the major corporations.
No, they don't. They depend on, like, tax breaks because they are the innovators. They're the ones that really create most of the jobs in the country. It's not the big companies. Most of the money they make goes offshore. They don't invest it in the community. The small businesses do that. So they're the ones that should be getting the tax breaks.
Mm-hmm. What do you wanted to say?
Oh, okay. Well, the Communist Party has a bit of a different viewpoint. We obviously agree, though, that we need to get rid of the tar sands and stop oil subsidies and get away from fossil fuels. I totally agree that we need to invest in, get away from the car economy, invest in public transit because it's just bad for the environment and also dangerous, too, as Case said.
All right.
But at the same time, our view on climate change is public ownership of energy and investing in clean energy. So investing in wind power, solar power, and power that doesn't bring climate change. And doing this from publicly owning energy and publicly directing energy. We're trying to open up democracy. So democracy also includes the economy too, and energy and banking and major industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute, hold it. You say public ownership of resources. Is not the exact same thing I'm saying when the government through a Crown Corporation owns all the water of the country? Is that not exactly the same thing?
Well, I'm not, I'll have to
What do you mean by public ownership?
I also mean workers control. Workers have a say in the direction of the public, of the what they own. And also, so like workers have this, and people have a say in the direction of energy and clean energy in Canada and investing in that. Workers have a say, and people have a say in the direction of public transportation.
Okay, so if there were unions that were working for the government, that is, they were on the government payroll, isn't that the same thing as public ownership of resources?
Not necessarily, no, because if you look at a place like a Crown Corporation like Canada Post, it's really attacking its workers, the CUPW workers, postal workers. So obviously we want instead a Canada Post that it's expanded and actually respects its workers, right, and postal workers. But speaking of water, obviously we're very worried about water being sold to the states and becoming privatized. we totally agree that our water needs to be publicly owned and can't be privatized.
Well, I'm with you. And of course, sorry.
Let's focus more on the local issues.
Cool.
The local issues, local. Like being banned from the discussion on Tuesday. Let's talk about that again.
No. You can talk about the businesses as well, but please talk about the local businesses being affected or perceived to be affected by your presence in the debate.
Well, I just sort of explained it to you, you know, what's involved. The small businesses would be the net benefactors from a new economic infrastructure. So take farmers, for example. The Marijuana Party has advocated for decades that what we need is a transference from a fossil fuel-based economy to one driven by biomass, hemp being one of them, it's not the only one, as a source for fuel and a source for lubricants, building materials, etc., that puts the focus on local communities. For example, if you have to process locally grown crops, that means the local businesses will benefit directly from that. Not just farmers, but the processors and the secondary businesses that supply and, I suppose, manage, you know, the overall structure with respect to getting a return from that new infrastructure.
I hear the benefits of your platform, but I want to know how, in which way it may conflict the interests of Gold Chamber of Commerce that may motivate them to exclude you.
Well, I'm just telling you, so the small businesses don't get to hear our voices to make a determination that perhaps the model that the other parties are representing, the model that is defended by the Guelph Chamber of Commerce, is not the only model out there. And if they can't hear the other models that are being presented, then the public is being shortchanged.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me, too.
Do you appreciate the business support other candidates offer through their platform?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. The other parties also have their own platform, and they also provide certain benefits to small businesses. How do you see them? Is a real benefit for small businesses? Or?
Well, you know, they give and they take with the other hand. This is the way it works, right? So, yeah, we'll give you tax breaks, but we're going to raise taxes generally. Or, you know, the communities, the local city councilors have to raise taxes because the provinces and the federal government has just, you know, cut transfer payments. And subsequently, you know, the money that would be available to, like, hire more workers, to fix roads, to build hospitals, is suddenly, all of a sudden, dried up. So, trust me, take it with a grain of salt when they say, well, we're here to help small businesses. I don't think so. I think they're more interested in helping themselves to get the vote from the small businesses. And then when they go to Ottawa, guess who they're listening to? It isn't a small business anymore. No, it's the big boys, like the ones who are pushing the tar sands, for example.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You want to say something?
I just wanted to add that you also need to ask what the definition of the party's small business is, because sometimes members of political parties will think that things like Linamar isn't a big business. I've heard a quote from someone that Linamar isn't a big business who's running in this election. And yeah, like, you need to know the definitions of small business. Sometimes parties will consider a factory with 200 workers a small business, or 150 workers a small business, according to their definition. And also, I just want to, for a quick plug in the Communist Party, one thing we hear always is that from parties is that small business is the engine of the economy. The Communist Party would disagree. I'm just going to say the Communist Party believes that workers are the engine of the economy. Workers create everything, we buy everything. Workers are the engine of the economy, and are the creators of wealth.
So that could be a conflict of interests with Gold Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yeah,
they believe small businesses are the engine of economy and jubilee workers. So this is a conflicting point.
Yeah.
And that may also a motivation for them to exclude. I am not suggesting that they have excluded purposefully. They are proposing a criteria, and according to the criteria, they say you cannot participate. Now, I am trying to explore from you that if there could be another hidden reasons that the community should think of. That's why I am asking different questions, and we went on tangents as well. Thank you very much for all the wonderful inputs so that people can get a comprehensive understanding of this falsely appearing small issue.
It's a big issue. It's about democracy, my friend.
Yeah, but for people, it is just they used a criteria and they applied the criteria equally to every party. And
which criteria and who's putting it out there? What are you talking about?
No, to the people, they are presenting this information, and media also presenting this information that Gulf Chamber of Commerce has used a common criteria to.
It's a criteria that they invented, okay? Make that clear. They are using this criteria used by Elections Canada to give money back to parties who have run in the election as an excuse to exclude other parties from participating on an all-candidates forum.
Yes, you know that, but the public may not be aware of that.
Well, I guess that's why we're here this evening recording this little program.
Yeah.
So that you can get out there, you do your job, and inform the general public.
I can do that. I will AI it. It will be one-time show. But other medias also should come forward to cover their audience. I have only a small portion of this community as my audience.
Let me ask you something. Why don't you call the Guelph Chamber of Commerce president and ask him why have you imposed this criteria? And then you might want to ask Mr. Longfield why he has supported this criteria when he was president. Maybe that might clear up what this criteria is being used for.
Okay. I also want to mention here that I shouldn't sound partisan. I have to be neutral, but I want to get as much as possible from you, your input. I want to present your information to the public, and public is going to ask this question. If the public has interest on behalf of the public, I will ask this question from them. That's for sure. Thanks for the information. We had a wonderful discussion and useful information.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
Okay. I hope that I presented valuable information to the public to think about through this interview, and I am also satisfied that I supported the underrepresented or minor party members' voice to be heard. If you have any feedback, please don't hesitate to send to us. Based on your interest, we will be able to explore this issue further. Thank you.